This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It's the last day of 2021. Yeah, it's New Year's Eve. So happy New Year's Eve to you. We'll tell you what's going on today and what happened on this day in history on This Is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Friday, December 31st, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about this New Year's Eve. Yeah, okay, Universal Hour of Peace happens today. It's also Make Up Your Mind Day. Yeah, okay, how do you make a decision? Well, okay, I found an article, and I've linked to it in the description, from Psychology Today that gives you some suggestions on how to make a decision. Now, I don't know what type of decision that you're trying to make, but we'll just say your decision is trying to decide if you're going to subscribe to this podcast or not. So we'll use that as the baseline for this. So let's take a look at some of the Psychology Today advice here. It says, do your homework. Hey, you're doing that right now. Good job. You're going right along with this Make Up Your Mind Day. You're listening to the podcast and you're trying to decide, should I subscribe or not? Now, here's the other thing. You can talk to other people who have made a similar choice. I know subscribing to a podcast is hard, but I bet you have a friend that's done it and they can tell you where that little subscribe button is. I know Apple Podcasts like moved it and they did this little follow thing or this little plus sign or whatever it is. They made it all different. I know that can be a little scary, but face your fears. Press the button. All right. You could also do, you know, what would you choose if nobody else cared? Now, these are things that you can do for all types of decisions. You can think about that. Well, with this one, I got to tell you, nobody else is going to care. So you're perfectly safe to subscribe to the podcast. See, this decision should just be easy. And then how about this? Look for alternatives. Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to help you with that. Next year, which is next week, we're going to actually start featuring a different podcast every single day. I know I only take 10 minutes of your day, and you've got plenty of other time where you're going to be listening to other podcasts. So I've gone out, I found a bunch of podcasts, I've lined them up, and I will be telling you about one every single day starting next week. So there you go. You can even look for alternatives. How about that? All right. Again, the entire article from Psychology Today on how to make up your mind is linked in the description. So do go check that out on Make Up Your Mind Day. It's also No Interruptions Day today because it is the last work day of the year. So you can't have interruptions, most likely because everybody else is planning their night tonight and really not paying attention. That's my guess. But here's the thing. The average employee actually has about 56 interruptions per day, and it costs some people up to 6 hours a day of their workday just dealing with interruptions. So please, no interruptions today. Can't do it. You know a great way to do that? Put on your headphones, listen to a podcast. I know which one. Anyway, it's also National Champagne Day today. And, you know, I love to look at what people ask about champagne. I'm thinking, you know, they're going to ask about what's the history. Oh, maybe on the podcast, I'll talk about the history of champagne. Where does champagne come from? I can talk about that. No, the number one question asked about champagne on Google is, can champagne get you drunk? Well, I think the answer is a resounding yes. It's about 11 to 13% alcohol. And let me tell you, I've been to some parties where, yes, yes, it can get you drunk. Hey, it's also New Year's Eve, which means tomorrow is New Year's Day. We don't have a show on the weekend, so I got to tell you what is going on this weekend. Okay, if New Year's Eve is tonight, that means National Hangover Day is tomorrow. So drink your electrolytes as well, right? Get some water in your system, or else you're not going to be feeling so good tomorrow. Some people say a cure for that is Bloody Marys. Well, that makes tomorrow also National Bloody Mary Day. But let me tell you this, it doesn't help. It just delays the problem. So yeah, take care of yourself so you have a decent New Year's Eve day and a decent weekend. On Sunday, you got to make sure you recover for this, National Science Fiction Day. Who wants to have a hangover for that? National Cream Puff Day as well on Sunday. And I think that can help a hangover. I could be wrong on that, but maybe. National Buffet Day as well. You know, that's one of the problems with the whole pandemic thing. I haven't been to a buffet in so long. I'm going to start reopening those things and feel safe about going. Anyway, Saturday's birthdays. George Washington Carver was born on that day in 1864. Vern Troyer, remember him? Yeah, he was born on that day in 1969, passed away in 2018. Also, J. Edgar Hoover. I got to throw that one out there because I've talked about him so many times on the podcast. Born on that day in 1895. Hoover, fantastic movie. You got to go check that one out too. J.D. Salinger was born on that day in 1919, passed away in 2010. On Sunday, we celebrate Kate Bosworth's birthday, as well as Christy Turlington and Isaac Asimov. And that actually is why it is Science Fiction Day. All right, let's take a look at some of our events from today, shall we? Yes. Well, okay. The big one that we got to talk about, of course, is New Year's Eve. Yes, no matter what year I go back to, it's New Year's Eve. Isn't that great? Yeah, well, we'll start with 1907. How about that? We'll talk about that one because that was the first New Year's Eve celebration held in Times Square. Now, they are still doing something in Times Square, not the full celebration. They have a ton of people sitting there in Times Square. They've lessened that. It's about four times less specifically than it normally is. They're only allowing about 15,000 people into Times Square. They all must be fully vaccinated. Yeah, a lot of events are being canceled from, you know, from Athens to Atlanta, London, Rome, Paris, San Francisco. All these places are canceling events for tonight. There's plenty of stuff to do online and also on TV. So if you want to check out something, well, on Peacock, you've got 2021 and Done, hosted by Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart. That one's going to be interesting. I definitely have to check that one out. Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve there from Times Square with Ryan Seacrest. That's on an ABC tonight. Miley's NYE Party on NBC. That's a new one. Jack Daniels is having a party. It's from Nashville, and that's going to be Nashville's Biggest Bash on CBS. So if you're a fan of country music, you can go check that one out. And of course, on CNN, I got to talk good about CNN because, you know, they're one of my sponsors here on the show. And I'm going to say everything nice about them, especially Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen, who will be hosting tonight on CNN. So plenty of stuff to do. But, you know, I went ahead and I took a look just in case you don't want to watch the live stuff. Some great movies to watch. Yeah, the best movies that feature New Year's Eve. Now, I looked around everywhere and I could not find a great list. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to put together my own list. And here you go. Here's the movies that you can watch that feature New Year's Eve. Okay, Forrest Gump. It's got to be one of the top on the list, right? It's not the number one for me, but it's up there. And you've got Lieutenant Dan and Forrest Gump and the two women they picked up from the bar and they're counting down to New Year's. And yeah, come on. Great movie. Fantastic flick. You could start it now. It's like, what, 2-3 hours? I don't know. It would take you some time to watch that. Sleepless in Seattle. That's a throwback to the 90s. Love that. Also with Tom Hanks there. There's the movie New Year's Eve, which is okay. I mean, just about every star is in there. Bridget Jones' Diary is on my list. Yes, I like Bridget Jones' Diary. There you go. I said it. Ghostbusters 2. Boogie Nights. Remember? Yeah. Trading Spaces. But my favorite, the best New Year's Eve movie that you've got to watch if you haven't seen it ever, you're missing out, man. When Harry Met Sally. I love that movie, whether it's New Year's Eve or not. And it's not because it's New Year's Eve. And it's not because you get that little crinkle in your nose when you're looking at me like I'm crazy. It's because it's a fantastic movie. Go check it out. All right. John Denver was born on this day in 1943, as was Ben Kingsley. Val Kilmer turned 62 today. Nicholas Sparks is 56. Gabby Douglas is 26. That's your look at New Year's Eve, December 31st. Thanks for listening to This Is Today Today and every day over the last year. And thanking you in advance for listening to us. Next year, we do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart. We're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. Whatever you do tonight, I hope you enjoy it. I also hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'll talk to you on Monday.